Force X. Your mission is to kill the Justice League. God help us.
Welcome, guys, to the Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League Task Force X podcast. I am your host, Eric from UGC Media. We will talk all things Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League video game. So with this podcast, we are going to try to garner a lot of attention. We want to try to promote. We want to try to make the game successful as much as possible and try to rally a good community. And if you like what I'm doing, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. All those things will be down in the link below. So make sure you hit that subscribe and make sure you leave a comment. Let me know how I'm doing, where I need to improve, and how we can make this better. There'll be more things later on in the podcast regarding playtimes, the Discord, all that other good stuff. We will get there. But you are here today because we're going to talk about the Suicide Squad. I know you've seen different videos. I know you've seen different people analysis. I know you've seen a lot of different things out there. And yes, in almost, let's say approximately, as you might be hearing this podcast, it could be today, tomorrow, or the next day. But Suicide Squad will be releasing, that is January 30th. If you are the deluxe early playthrough, or if you are regular, it will be February the 2nd. So whenever you do hear this podcast, hey, maybe I got some things right. Maybe I got some things wrong. Maybe your feelings is different than mine, or maybe mine's exactly the same as yours. Make sure you check out the reviews. Check out everything that's going on involving Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League, and let me know what you think. And I'm going to give you my feedback on a lot of those things. So before we get into that, I'm Eric. I am from UGC Media. As always, we provide great content on youtube.com/UGC Media. Make sure you check that out. But I want to get into Suicide Squad. Now, I know if you heard my other podcast, which is Gotham Knights, that was the I had a Gotham podcast called Gotham Knights Podcast and everything. I did that for a little while. Really successful. Thanks for everyone who supported that. That was a great, great podcast and a great showcase of that video game and everything that was released, and high hopes for that game, and it did not deliver. Quite upset, but not surprised. I mean, as I did in different analysis, as that game and as the Avengers game, they did not live up to expectations. They could have been better. But you know what? This is a different situation, somewhat. A lot more skeptical on what's being delivered to us here. Yes, it's Rocksteady. They are usually known for their single-player Batman games, which are fantastic because Batman is one of my favorite characters in comic books. DC, that is. Spider-Man is Marvel. But that's neither here nor there. DC. They do great single-player. The big concern is a live service. How are they going to translate that into live service? There's a lot of skepticism there. Oops, I said that. I botched that word. There's a lot of skepticism there. There's a lot of just concern for that involving that video game and what's going on here, that, you know, it just may not turn out great the way we want it to. You know, usually they're known for single player, and the story might be pretty good with Suicide Squad. The story might be really, really good, but the live service aspects is where we are concerned about. You know, they have said and stated, they did the Discord and everything like that. You know, we got our first reveal of the new character, the Joker, Luke. They talked about the end game, how that's going to go. What else did they talk about? They also discussed that the battle pass is nothing but cosmetic situation. They also, what I really appreciate, because I play like the Division, and you know, you play the seasons, and when you miss the season, you just missed out on whatever was going on, and maybe it comes back around, maybe it don't, which I really hate. You know, I work, I got family, I got friends, I got things I want to do. So sometimes I don't have the time or the effort to really sit here and play something constantly the entire time. So with that being said, I appreciate that they say, hey, you can come back, the seasons don't disappear, or these things or these events don't disappear, you get to play them at any time. I think that is great. I think that's really cool. And also what I find is cool is the fact that if you play co-op, which I really love, I got a lot of guys, and they'll be joining the podcast too, don't worry, I'm gonna get their feedback as we play the game, that you can run with your squad mates' characters and take them in if you have built a build around your squad mates and them. Maybe you got a healer, or maybe you got somebody who does high DPS and, you know, status effects, and you complement that. You can take that squad member in with you, and your your friends or you yourself get bonuses for your squad mates using your character, you using their character, which I think is really, really cool. I think that's a really cool thing. I think there's a lot of things that can be very cool with this game underneath a lot of our concerns. You know, I'm very cautious going into this game, but I'm really intrigued. Like, I'm really intrigued to see what kind of story they are going to produce here, which I do feel has gotten spoiled, especially when they showed the end game and when they showed Shroud and the rest of those guys playing. I don't really follow them like that, and their gameplay didn't really excite me. You heard that from a lot of different content creators or streamers or media outlets, that a lot of people felt that they didn't really do an incredible job in showcasing the game. I can't more agree. I was very uninterested in them playing the game, where more or less I wanted to get my hands on the game myself and play and enjoy it and get my own experience. But I think they really, I think they showed their hand too much, you know. And I know the caution around the game warrants it. I get it. You know, you kind of want to get out in front of it because it's like, okay, hey, you know, people are not really buying into this. They're not liking it. The reviews and things coming out and impressions are just not great. So let me show you, And I think that also is not, it's not really great for them. I think that's not really, it's a detriment to their own self because they're just showing their hand a little bit. I'm, you know, are we killing the Justice League? You didn't inform me, like, hey, kind of things just got retconned, like, oh, you know, here you travel to a different world and da 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 da. It's like, ah, I get you needed to show the end game and I get all that. And maybe you need to talk about that less showing it and maybe, you know, trying to keep some information close to the chest a little bit, maybe surprise people a little bit. I know the guy Miller, he was a real big guy during the time of the Avengers when it came to like characters he were releasing and data mining and stuff like that. I'm not going to really talk about that because I find that to be just, it sucks. I think that sucks really, really bad. I don't think it could help the game if it was a work with them. Then you do something kind of promote to make that more surprising. But since it's not and you're just releasing this and you're just telling, it kind of spoils what could be coming. You know, like, I don't want to be told what new characters come. I do want to be surprised. Whether I'm disappointed or not, well, let me be disappointed, surprised. You know, putting things out there, if you just, I feel like you could be creative in your speculations. You can be creative in what you find. But what does this need to, like, gotta tell people, like, oh, the Joker's coming, or this character who looks like this and uses her umbrella, blah, blah, blah. Like, what do you get out of that? Like, what do you really get from doing that? You know, is this helping the game? Like, some people felt like he was helping Avengers. Others felt like he didn't. I was one of those people who like really didn't care about him, but I felt like, don't take something away from me. I mean, you know, maybe I want to be surprised. Like, why are you spoiling the surprise? And then content creators or people who do like cover that, it's like, why? Why do you want to cover that? Is that for clicks? Is that just because you want to be the hot take to get that up there? I think it sucks. I really do think that sucks. I mean, people work hard on video games. People work hard for even content or anything like that. And maybe I want to speculate. Maybe I want to say, oh, I think this character or that character. I mean, that was a few things I did when it came to the Gotham Knights, where I felt like they squandered a lot of potential that they could have had with that game when it came to villains. I think they should have showcased villains, hit harder with villains, and came more with villains, giving people more of a reason to come back, you know, in some kind of way, maybe revamping the game, revamping the world, you know, continually, constantly updating the world, making the world feel different, making the world grow in some kind of way. You got to give people some type of incentive like that grind, that 30 run grind thing. I can't remember what it was called, where I didn't like that. I didn't like it. I feel like anytime you get those missions or boards or stuff like that, where they say, here's 100 levels, I feel like that's just because you got nothing to showcase. You're just going to throw me 100 levels because you just don't have it. Like, every level, every floor looks the same except for the very last floor. And the very first floor usually is, like, different. How you enter is different than how you end is different. Everything in between those hundreds or 30s or 60 floors, whatever, all the same assets, all the same everything. It just looks terrible. I hate it. I don't like it. I don't. Even in the Division, I hate it there, too. Like, it's a great place to grind and get loot and stuff. Believe me, it definitely is. But it's, like, I just seen the same thing over and over again for 100 levels. Ugh, God, no. It kills me. But I hope Suicide Squad doesn't fall into that kind of aspect. I want to talk a little bit about co-op. Co-op in these types of live service games, I feel, is the bread and butter. I feel it lives and breathes and dies on co-op, you know, because you can have a great experience when you have someone you're playing with. When you got a friend who's playing with you, it changes the experience, you know. And Rocksteady is known for their single player content and known for a story driven game. I'm really interested to see how they incorporate that and make that work. Where do I feel that the game is not really it's not really showing to my needs if I'm not playing in co-op? Do boss battles or do fights feel like, I'm supposed to have somebody else? Is my AI companions capable of delivering the quality of, you know, defense or offense that I need them to make? Are they smart enough? Are they, you know what I mean? Are they going to really provide support? What if I go down? Do they pick me up? That's crazy. What is the down situation? I don't think we ever really know what's the res situation. Like, if you go down, does your character come over and, like, you know, stand in a circle to pick you up, or you got to hold the button for them to get up? Does your AI companions come and pick you up? You know, I think that's the bigger thing. Like, how capable is your AI components? Do they use their special attacks on their own? How often do they use them? What's the cooldown on different weapons and skills? I think the biggest cooldown we've seen is the traversal, which I'm not really a fan of having such a cooldown on that. Like, especially with Harley swinging, I think that is, like, I feel like that's a little stupid. Like, I get maybe Boomerang. I even get Deadshot. You know, the jetpack, you know, you got to be a little careful. You know, you don't want something to feel overpowered, overly used. But I do feel like at the same time, I'm supposed to feel strong. I'm supposed to feel this way. But I feel like with Harley, I feel like it's nothing but a swing. You know, it's like, let me swing. If the cooldown, I mean, maybe there's ways to, I think there are ways that you can lower that cooldown and kind of keep your traversal going. But I feel like I feel like you shouldn't really have too much of a handicap on traversal. Maybe not such a heavy cooldown on it. You know, maybe I want to feel like with Deadshot, I do want to hover a little bit. I'm still going to get attacked. I'm still going to whatever. But if me flying in the air is where I'm supposed to get the great advantage point and get the hit, and maybe this advantage point I can't take. So let me sway over here or fly over here and just get that advantage point the way I want. And I'm hovering because I'm trying to line up that great shot. I mean, I'm not the perfect sniper guy. You know, I seen the guy Stroud and the rest of them. They was clean shotting people really easy. And that's not me. So maybe it takes me a little bit longer to line that shot up. And, you know, that's kind of where I want to feel like I'm still being a capable player to my friends and to myself that I'm playing well. You know, so I'm really interested to see how co-op, we get how co-op goes in endgame situations. Endgame situations speak for itself, I think. I think there's enough video content out there that you can watch and see where endgame is at. You know, that's always how endgame is. I'm not going to talk about endgame until I get to endgame. You know, once I reach endgame, I'll speak on endgame. You know, right now I'm just really giving my impressions and who I'm going to mainline it or how I feel about different aspects of the game. So pivoting to that, who am I going to mainline? You know, I'm a little torn between Deadshot and Harley. King Shark doesn't really appeal to me too much. I never really go for the brutes or the heavy kind of characters. Captain Boomerang, they say he's the most well-balanced one. Yeah, he doesn't speak to me either. So it's really kind of a toss up between Harley and, you know, Deadshot. Granted that Harley Quinn and Deadshot is, you know, they're from the Batman universe, you know, mainly, especially Harley. So they appeal to me more than Boomerang, who's Flash and King Shark, you know, Superman and Batman also and things like that. But they kind of appeal to me a little bit more. So I want to see. And then I don't think every character could use the same weapon. I hope not. I would love for it to be a little bit of like, hey, Harley can use SMGs and pistols. That's her thing, you know, because she's maybe she's constantly moving. She's a little fast. I think also with Boomerang, you know, maybe shotguns and pistols or something like that. And then, but I can see they all can use, I think they all can use pretty practically every single weapon, which I don't know how I feel about that. I kind of feel like I want each of them to kind of have a particular type of class of weapons that they could use. Like, I don't think King Shark should be using a pistol or a AR or SMG, really. I think he should be using a heavy weapon. He should get varieties of different heavy weapons and different varieties of shotguns. You know, I think that lends the crafting and the builds that people can have, you know. So depending on who your mainline character is, depends on your type of playstyle. I think for me, you know, I want to just deal as much damage and I want to come with as much firepower. So that's why I kind of Deadshot kind of appeals to me, where Harley also appeals to me because it's like you got melee and you can swing in, you come in fast, boom, hit. She doesn't really have, none of them really have a superpower, but it's like, knowing that her biggest thing is grenades. So it's like how much destructive damage or how much area of effect and hits I can do and things like that. I'm very more intrigued to try to build a character around her. I'm gonna try out every single character and see how they feel. And maybe I'm surprised. Maybe Boomerang or King Shark is really fit more to my playstyle, you know, but I want to try it. So I'm willing to see that. And I want to see what my friends try, you know, as in sticking to the co-op aspect also. You know, a lot of my friends is not really too sure on Suicide Squad, you know, a very wait and see and very cautious approach. But I would love to see what kind of builds they have and how those builds complement me. And speaking of complimenting and builds and, you know, co-op, if you are playing Suicide Squad, you want someone to run with, as I live stream every Sunday and Monday, I'm going to be play. Those are the play times, Sunday and Monday. Sunday all day. Monday, it will be after 7 o'clock mostly, where I might be a little bit before that, but mostly definitely after 7 o'clock. I will be playing and I will be live streaming, especially when it comes to the end game. We would do all live streams, definitely end game. So if you want to run in the chat, in the Discord, and in the description below, I will be, you'll see my PSN. That's where I'm mostly going to play at, is on the PSN. And also come into the Discord chat. Hopefully we can get Xbox, PC, and, you know, we get some cross play, cross progression and things like that going on. So if you are interested and you want someone to run with, to play with, to enjoy, or be a part of the streams and have conversation, make sure you tune in every Sunday and Monday. I will be live streaming Suicide Squad. So make sure you do that. And that is on youtube.com/UGC Media. All one word. Check me out there. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you subscribe. It doesn't hurt because we're trying to grow. So help the channel grow. Thank you. Greatly appreciate that. Now, on to the next thing. The pros and cons in the story. The pros. DC characters. I think a great story. I think we're going to get a very great story. I think those are like kind of like my biggest pros there. I think that's the biggest thing that we're going to get from this is like the story and the DC characters, villains, and how that is, and truly maybe getting the aspect of like, man, what if they did make a Flash game? What if they did make a Justice League video game or a Superman game? We've seen Batman, Green Lantern. I mean, even Wonder Woman is supposed to be a video game eventually. So it's like, man, you know, maybe we get strong glimpses of that, and maybe if the community is loud enough and passionate enough, maybe we can push, and hopefully they do something of that nature. You know, what's really crazy, as I just think about it in my head, as I just said that topic, what if we get, cause they're going to go to different worlds and different places, right? So let's say year, and I know I'm jumping, but let's say year two, right? Year two, the game is, we're not going to say crazy successful. I think that's a stretch. I think let's say mild successful. I think they're going to just I think Suicide Squad will live around 7 and 8, maybe. Right? So let's say year one is successful. The characters that's released throughout that time, bam, everything is good. Boom. There's a nice, strong player base. You know, maybe player base is starting to dip a little bit. Hear me out. Hear my theory, right? Here's my theory. Now, we're playing with villains. Okay? Stay with me. Villains. Why can't we go? And if I'm wrong or if I need to be corrected, please let me know. It's the crime syndicate. The crime syndicate. What if they give us the crime syndicate as like year two content? That way you get Superman. That way you get Batman. That way you get Wonder Woman. That way you get Green Lantern. That way you get the Flash. Maybe not all of them, but some of them would be cool. That would be cool because we're going to different worlds. And if you say that, let's just say story content purposes is we're villains, we're bad, but we may need somebody better than us. And I mean, even in that can be extra story content to even say going into it, like maybe even year three, we got to turn around and take out the crime syndicate. I don't know, you know, maybe that's too much. Maybe I'm shooting for the moon and maybe that just doesn't work out. But if you ever seen, you know, Crisis on Two Earths, I want to say, or different DC adaptation movies, the crime syndicate is like the reverse world where the villains are the good guys and the good guys are the bad guys. Like the crime syndicate, they murder, they kill, they steal, they get the money, all that. That is what they do. You know what I mean? And it would be crazy if we was to even remotely get a taste of that in some kind of way, you know, and we don't get Superman, we get Ultraman or Power Man, whatever he's called there, you know, and not Batman, but Owl, you know, and then I think it was Power Woman or Power Girl or whatever she was. And we get the ability to test out those abilities. We get to see how that works. Now, granted, they probably won't do that because Superman can fly. So you're not going to put a cap on his flying capabilities unless you are like trying to say, because he's in a different earth, you know what I mean? His power, his flight is regulated. You know what I mean? He's dumbed down because he's in a different dimension. So his powers is half and he can't fly for very long or things like that. And I think that's okay, but I think that's just like really shortchanging everybody. But that's just my thought, you know, and it's like, what if that was the case? And, you know, maybe that's a fan theory, what if, and a big thing. So take that what you want. I seriously doubt if that'll ever come true, but it was just my hot take there. That was just my hot take. I really, really, really hope this game is good. Like I say, my cons here, live service, man. I mean, you are a company that do single player games. You're developers that have done that. I love the Batman games, Arkham Origins. I even like Gotham Knights. I like all of them, to be frank. Some more than the others, obviously. And squander potential on some with characters and stories and motivations and things like that. But how are you going to deliver a live service game? You know, how are you going to keep people intrigued? You know, once people finish the story, how long that might be, 15, 20 hour story. I don't know how long the story might be. Your character reached level 30, then you go into this jumping through different worlds and you're trying to bring in new characters. And how long can everything be free? How can long, you know, I don't mind paying for content if the content is great, you know, and that's my concern. It didn't do well with Gotham Knights. You could have gave that more of a stronger story, a real stronger story. You could have expanded that in different kind of ways, but it seems like as soon as it came out, it didn't do well. They just let it go. They gave that last piece of content and they just shelved that project altogether. So you already showed me if it don't work, you're not going to stick to it, which I think is concerning. And that was WB Montreal. They did great on the Batman, Arkham Origins. They did. That was a really good game. I think some people sleep on that. I think that's a very underrated game. I think it's a very good game. It wasn't bad at all. But here it is. You let them do Gotham Knights, which could have been a very good game, but they still seemed to have the same premise. Batman is dead and blah, 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 which kind of felt like it was a Gotham Knight situation, and spoilers, Batman's not dead, but then spoilers again, he kills himself. So it's like you couldn't commit to just he let him be dead. And then even in that, when you did do that, you know, you could have expanded on the story in so many different ways and brought in new heroes or new villains, and you could have, you know, made it, you could have made it better. You could have made it better. The story obviously was not finished. There was more story. There could have been more content. There could have been more to everything with that. It ended on a way that there was supposed to be more content and more story there. But I think because it wasn't successful, it wasn't good. It didn't produce. It didn't move the units that it was probably supposed to use. They just quietly just, and we're going to focus on the Suicide Squad. And no better. I mean, are you going to tell me if sales are not great? If people don't stick around, if that initial deluxe hits hard, or the initial release and the reviews and it bombs and it's this and it's that and it's not great, people don't love it, it don't last. Are you going to tell me is you're just going to push it to the side and move on? You're not going to try to get it back on track. Maybe you're not going to try to do this. I don't have faith. You know, that's the biggest thing. My faith in y'all is it's not there, because you're probably not going to do it. So that's the biggest con there. You know, that's the real biggest con I have. It's not on the gameplay, which I do feel is a little like shooting the purple pus balls on the enemies and real kind of one-dimensional enemies. I feel like you know what you get when you buy a live service game, or you buy a game that promises live service aspects. You're going to get a certain type of game. You're going to get a game that's have repetitive missions, repetitive enemies, repetitive boss fights. The biggest thing here that you're trying to do is get that gear. We've seen some gear, but I want to see more gear. I want to see what really this gear look like, because that's the biggest thing when it comes to a looter shooter in this case, or a live service game. Like loot. Loot is everything. How can I make this crazy build that makes me feel strong, that lets me down an enemy in one hit, that makes me give you this crazy status effects? How is the loot going to be? You know, is the loot going to be plentiful? Is it going to be more loot boxy? Like, what's the drop rate? And then I think they seen the one drone where it's like after the mission was over, it came down like a penguin drone, and boom, you seen, and things popped out, and you got different guns and rewards and stuff like that. Like, also, how long is these missions going to take for me to get the rewards? Are we going to have some real quick, fast missions? Or, you know, is it going to be some different kind of missions to the side that I can do, or are we just jumping to world to world and just doing the same thing? You know, how is boss fights going to play into this? You know, is there a legendary or notorious infamous, you know, weapons? Those are supposed to be, I think, the legendary and like exotic weapons, infamous and notorious. Like, how is that supposed to play out? You know, how are we going to deal with that? Like, is it going to be a particular boss who drops it? Like, how are you going to support the community? What kind of things are you going to do to support the community? Who are you going to promote? You got to promote the right people when it comes to social media and content people. You know, you got to sell people on this game. You got to make sure the content is plentiful on this game, because it looks right now, it's such on the scale. Some people, I think maybe some people was more for it, some people are not, some people are kind of in the middle, or every time you see a video, you see something else, your hype train level kind of tweeter. I mean, it kind of, like, you know, it shifts here and there, and I just don't know. You know, I really don't know. I'm hoping the game is successful. You know, so this first initial podcast is my thoughts and my predictions on a few things, and, you know, just kind of really getting you introduced to the Suicide Squad video game and to myself as to why we're doing this podcast. You know, we want to see the game thrive and be supportive, and hopefully it is, and we want to give our thoughts and opinions and great content purposes on it. So I hope you are enjoying this. I hope you do stick around. I hope you like and subscribe and give me a rating, give me a review, and let me know how I'm doing, where I can improve. I'm always looking to improve. Great criticism, I don't mind that. You know, so I'm hoping that this does grow into something more, because it should. You know, I'm a small YouTuber, I'm a small content creator, all the support, all the love, all the likes, all the thumbs up is always appreciated, even a negative. Like, as long as you're talking about me, I'm happy. So no matter what, I would like to see that community grow, and I would like to be a part of that community as it grows. you know, and all we can do is hopefully hope that this game does succeed. You know, hopefully it does get the sales. Hopefully it's a good game. Hopefully it's not as, you know, bad as some people were feeling, or it's not as dead as some people were feeling. Maybe that can turn around. To be honest, it don't really look like that. Like I say, from that gameplay video that they showcased with Stroud and Dr. Lupo and somebody else. Like I say, I don't follow those guys, so I don't really subscribe to their content. But they were, you know, they didn't have me feeling anything for the game. You know, they didn't make me feel like, yo, yeah, this is it. And maybe for other people it did. Maybe for people who follow them, yeah. But for me, after a while, I tuned out. And it's crazy because I'm like, I want to play this game. I'm hyped for it. You know, my hype level is capped. You know what I mean? Like I expect certain things. I understand certain things. So I'm not like overthinking or over my expectations is very low. You know, it's not very high. I'm like, okay, I do want to see what the story hits for. My expectations for the story is high. Like I'm expecting a good delivery of a story. For sure. Like, I think the story itself should be 10 out of 10. Everything else around that, which does, depending on who you are, will vary between you and how you feel. Loot, gameplay, characters, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, whatever your score might be. The story, I do feel like I am dead set. Like, story should be 10 out of 10. You know, the dialogue between the characters, the story, the lore, everything, that should be 10 out of 10. My expectations for that are high. Everything else is very, like, even killed, you know. Hey, you know, if it doesn't hit, not surprised. If it does hit, wow, pleasant surprise, you know, kind of thing. So, my hype level is at a 6. You know what I mean? I'm very intrigued by the game. Coming from a content creator purposes and stuff like that, you know, it's like I'm going to buy the game. I'm buying into the game, and I hope to inform people whether the game is good and give a more. I don't want to say honest opinion, but a more thorough and thought out and hopefully a more honest opinion that some people might give, and not just trying to issue on the game from the mountaintop. And also, I just want to talk about the game in general and see where the game goes and story content and lore and characters and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm very interested. I'm invested. Believe me, I'm very invested into the game. So with that being said, you know, I got a few guys who will be joining me. My man Shadow, as always, my man Chaotic, my man Josh, my man Ten. I got a few people who probably will be joining me on different live streams and gameplays and in the podcast in general as they give their opinions and their thoughts on the Suicide Squad game. Did they like it? Did they enjoy it? How are they feeling? Did they buy in? Some skeptical, some are a little bit hype. It's a mixed bag there. So we are here for you. And you are here for us because we are trying to grow this channel and we're trying to grow this podcast. So hopefully you join and you contact and you hit up and you join the live stream and you like this podcast. I can't stress that enough. Gotta like the podcast. But thank you anyway. I'm your host as always, Eric from UGC Media. This is the Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League Task Force X podcast coming to you every Monday. Make sure you check us out on all your podcast services, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast ads. Also, you can check us out on youtube.com/UGC Media. Podcasts will go up every Monday, as I said. Maybe we might do a few special podcasts here and there, you know. Maybe you have like a release podcast, like the second, like when the game fully releases outside of the deluxe edition, giving early impressions and things like that. So maybe, you know, keep your eyes open for that, you know. I might do something small, you know, But make sure you keep it locked there. Make sure you let me write a review. I wouldn't mind if you give me 5 stars. I know it's the first one. Give me 5 stars, though. You know, I'm a 5-star general. But make sure you like and subscribe to all things, all social medias. It is UGC Media. You can find it in the description below on all social medias and in the Discord services also. So, if you're ready, if you're going to be there, I will see you January 30th when the game releases. And I will also see you February 2nd when the game releases. And hopefully you don't die on the game. Like, you join the Suicide Squad. Like, you know, because the bomb, back of the head, you get it. I'll see y'all on the next podcast and in the next video. Thanks for watching.